Chapter 2. The Float with Extra Breakfast. Building the pancake parade float took 2 full days and 1 partial apology to the bakery. Mama handled the wheels because she trusted anything that moved fast. Papa painted smiling acorns all over the sides and added a snack compartment labeled Parade Emergencies Only. Nutty built the pancake flipper. The flipper was the heart of the machine. It had a pedal at the back, a spring-loaded arm in the middle, and a frying pan mounted on a shiny swivel. According to Nutty's diagram, 1 careful push would send a cooked pancake gracefully upward, where it would perform 1 elegant celebration spin and land neatly on a parade plate. According to Grandma's diagram, it would hit the mayor. They tested it behind the workshop. Papa poured batter. Mama pedaled. Nutty pulled the release string. Thwip! The pancake shot into the air, sailed over the fence, and landed directly on the statue of General Nutbert in the town square. There was a pause. Then Tony, watching from the gate, said, "Well, it did celebrate." Nutty adjusted the spring. Too much joy in the mechanism. Test number 2 went better. The pancake flipped twice and landed on Papa's head. "Closer," Nutty said. "Delicious," Papa replied. By evening, the float was magnificent. The giant acorn wore a painted top hat. The side horns played a tune that sounded like 3 ducks learning manners. The banners fluttered proudly. And the pancake flipper, after many adjustments, had become only moderately dramatic. Mrs. Hedgehog arrived to inspect it. She circled slowly, tapping each wheel with a pencil. "Safe enough," she said at last. Nutty beamed. "I love that rating." Grandma reached under the seat and removed a hidden hose. Nutty froze. "You found the small syrup line." "I expected a large one," she said. "I am relieved, but not impressed.